Mam tu dzisiaj Agus.
Moira Alfe. To tylko nie zrobić. Ale wpływu Rzeszowa. To Józ William Kippur. So Agus, it starts with an Aleph. And it finishes with a Yud. So Aleph is the first day of Tukri, Rosh Hashanah. Yud is Yom Kippur. Ubeyer Milas Don. And in between, you're left with a Dalad Nun. Dalad Nun is Din. Sheba Oysal Asara Yom, which means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hei Yivei Hadid. That's the remedy. Aleph Yud, beginning and the end, Din. Valkane, what would my boss? She called the Rachmin, Yea Zichre Gamkin, she had Kriya Mishtane Kulele Rachmin. Similarly, the actual way of reading it, the Kriya will also be Rachmin.
This is the Marashah Sefer.
This is all the Marashah. Yeah, this is not some Chassidish Sefer, this is all the Marashah. The Gala, now this is very interesting, the final line, because we're going to turn from this point to see the Halachas, and the Halachas really like this. Vagam Bo'el Mazeh, Kishem Mazkir Hashem Dit Filosoi, Yea Iker Kamalose Al Rachmin. Even now, when one actually reads the Shein in Tefillah, one's Ikka Kavala should be for the Ksiv, not for the Kri. That's what the Marashah is saying. For the Ksiv, the way it's written. And as Marashah explained, the way it's written is an Inyan of Rachamim, and that should be the Kavala. So, I'd like to turn from this to look a little bit at the halachas of the Kavalas, which one should have when saying the Shein Hashem. We'll see that actually this final point of the Marashah doesn't seem to be the Sakhalach of Marashah is saying that the Ikka Kavana is directed towards the way it's written. So let's have a little look here at what the Shulchan Aruch and the Yosef Kedem said. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Hey, towards the beginning, Shulchan Aruch Erechayim discusses what Kavanas one should be having in mind when one mentions the Shem Hashem. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ichamim Bibracha is Pirush Hamilas. First of all, one makes a bracha, one should be aware of what one is saying, one should know the meaning of the words. Kishiyazkir Hashem, when one arrives at the Shem Hashem, Baruch Atal in the third word, Shem Hashem. Yechavim pirush kriyaso ba'amus. Shuavoyim hakor. One should first of all have kavanah of the way that it is said, the way it is read, abnus. Abnus means avoyim hakor, the prophet is in charge of everything. Yechavim b'ksivose, and one should additionally have in mind the pirush of the ksiva, the yud hei, when the Shem is written with the Yud Hei, Shahaya Hoive Feyim. That he is, exists in all times, always was, is, and will be. So one should have in mind both parts. The Kavanah of the Kriya, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions first, and additionally, the Kavanah of the Ksiva, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions second. But let's have a look now at what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. Comes from the Mishnah Berurah and tells us, Rabbiyah HaGrua Kosar, quotes the ruling of the Golden God. The Lefi Oinek Hadin, that according to the Iker Hadin, Ein Tzarech Mechavin Ela Pirush Kriyasa. The Iker Kavanah which one needs to be Mechavin, and was only required to be Mechavin, is the Pirush of the Kriya. Shein Abus, Adoy Mechav. And the additional Kavanah of the Hoya Hoya Meir, the Kavanah of the Ksav, is not required in the Iker Hadin. The Bechol Lokoi Hoyokim Acha HaKriya. The Kriya is the main thing. Avshi Yesh Vahaksivot, so it is Gedolius. Nevertheless, that's all very nice, there's nobody who's able to be mechavim al pisoid, but the ikka requirement of halacha is to be mechavim for the kavanas hakriya, which is adon hakon. Levad b'kriyas shema, except when one arrives in kriyas shema, shom tzorech mechavim gamkin shohoy. There, one should have the additional kavanah as well of hayo hoyo v'yir. The Mokish Nichta Ba'adnus, certainly where the Shem Hashem is actually written with the Shem Adnus, then the Kuli Alva in Torah to Chavin Elo Shehu Adoy Hakor. One only needs to be Chavin Adoy Hakor. Okay, so let's just summarize where this has brought us to. We started out with Marashah in Divrei Agdolim, who says that the main Kavon is the Kavon is Haksiva. However, we turn from there to the Divrei Halacha. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned both Kavonists. There's the Pirush of the Kriya Adon HaKol, and the Pirush of the Ksiva Hoya Meviyya. And from there, we went to the Mishnah Berurah, who tells us that the Ikka Halacha is that it is sufficient to be Mechavi, the Pirush of the Kriya, and the Pirush of the Ksiva is simply an additional thing. However, in Kriyas Shema, one should, in short, have both Kavanas. Now, let's turn from there to a fascinating Shuvah of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses, what about Kriyas Shema itself? when somebody did not have these kavanos? How leikuva are these kavanos in the Kiyum of Krishma? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's read the words, but did not have these thoughts that the Shem Havaya, with the way it's pronounced, Adnus, denotes Adon HaKol HaRev HaVeviyah. Says the Moshe Fajta, Avol Kishaloi Kivin VaHashemus HaKavonis Denemur V'Simon He. Roma did not have the intent in the Shemus, which is written in Simon He. Avol, we're not talking about somebody who's dreaming, who's asleep. Avol Yoda that is coming, the Tevis Hashem, Shu Hashem is part. He read the Shem Hashem, and he understood that we're referring to Hashem. To who al targum Yiddish? Like what we would say in Yiddish, Shekhol Yisrael al Ashkenazim Dibru Bumeis Bashomim Yisof Azu B'Shem God. Hashem was in Shemai. You're someone there. Well, that was the awareness that one had. That was the level of awareness. So the Moshe, these kavanos of the Pirush, they are required, one should have them, but they're not the ikuva in being Yotzei Krishma. As long as one is aware that one's referring to Hashem. Av she'en chiluk being targum shem havaya, the targum shem adnus, the targum shem elikim. Now even though with this word, this general meaning, Hashem, does not denote any distinction between the various different names of Hashem. The idea of adnus, the idea of havaya, the idea of elikim, all these different implications do not lie anywhere in this general meaning, Hashem, God. It doesn't tell us anything. Shall call Hashem is the targum in Rak B'Shem God. When we make this Yiddish translation, all the different Shemos will just translate with this same one translation. Nevertheless, Yotzer is Yotzer. And that's just fascinating. What opened my eyes in this Shuvah is the Raya that he brings. They're going to bring down a Raya. But his Raya is not from any written source and not from a poster. His Raya is from old Jewish practice. Old Jewish practice. What's the Raya? There was an old siddur, the Korban Mincha siddur, which was a translation of some of the basic tfilis into Yiddish. For ladies who did not know Lashon HaKodesh, they only knew Yiddish. And then, obviously, one of the most basic tfilis is Kriyas Shema. Yeah? So there's a Yiddish touch, a Yiddish translation of the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. And the Yiddish translation is Heretzu Yisrael, listen, Am Yisrael, God, who's the God? Er is Ein Einzig Gott. Sagi Bosei. Hashem, Hashem, He is the only one. And that's it. And in this Targum, obviously the Yiddish Shem Hashem over here, which is being used, is just a general term for Shem Hashem. It doesn't have any implication of any of these Kavanos, Adonai HaKohen, Adonai HaKohen of the year, etc. They're just not there. V'chol targum zeh ve'ivritai p'gam lifnei melech shom. And this translated form of Shema Yisrael was the standard formula given out for hundreds of years. Shero targum zeh rabbi seyni v'doris ha'koidmim. And this translation was certainly known about by Gedolei Olam in previous doris, and everybody seems to have been happy with it. V'yotzu bozeh, and they were satisfied that people are Yotzei by saying this.
The implication is that
Beniyavet. No other somebody who is too simple to understand, or in his case, of somebody who just didn't have that Kavala, as long as one had an awareness that one is referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one's not dreaming, one knows what one is saying. Hashem is Hashem, one just didn't have the added Kavala mentioned by Shulchan Aruch, Adonai HaKol HaRev HaVeYeh, you are Yotzei. So certainly, like Lechat Kedah, one should have those Kavalas, but the Beniyavet, one is Yotzei Krishma without it. Okay, one other fascinating angle of these two parts of the way Shem Hashem is said and written with the Shem Havaya and read with the Shem Adnus. That's a completely different angle on all this. There's a very famous discussion in the Chumash of Rav Akiva Eiger, and it begins in earlier sources, to what extent and in what areas of halacha, kesiva is kedibur. Kesiva has the same halachic tokef as saying something. One place where it's a big discussion is in making a shvuah that the person writes on a paper. Harei nishba, such and such. Does that have the same tokef Saint Malachi taken as making the Shavua prepare or not. There's a lot of rise, a lot of discussion. Another place where it has big halakhic ramifications is in Sfiras La'oimeh. The person will write on the paper, Hayoim such and such. La'oimeh is Yotze. To give take even further about something he didn't intend to be Yotze Sfiras La'oimeh, but he wrote a letter. Before he counted the Sfiras La'oimeh, he wrote on the top of the letter, you know, beyond the counts of La'oimeh. What halakhic? Without getting involved in the entire halakhic discussion and all the rise that there are, but there's a fascinating quote here that Rabbi Kiva Ezer brings up. So it says to Rabbi Kiva Ezer, don't allow Bafi Kosher. I'm going to ask you anyway a question. Im nidon di kesiva kedibur don. If you're going to tell me that kesiva is, in fact, halakhically comparable to dibur, eich matzalim yadayim v'ragayim. What is going on exactly? So for a stun, shekuis to shame havad. When somebody takes a quill in their hand, a kulmus with ink, a soifer, he's writing his name, Torah, and he writes the shame havaya. Aye, says Rabbi Kiva Ezer. Oh, also the kulmus to kiksilos says as well as it. Aye, it's also to pronounce the shame Hashem the way it is written. So how is the soifer writing this shame Hashem? And then you're going to tell me your lovers that kiksiva kedibul. So then he's saying, effectively, he's saying the Shem Hashem. So you're not allowed. So how does the Sefer write it, if Ksiva could do it? Val korchuch tzorich lechalik. So you're going to have to say that even if we will posit that Ksiva is kedibul, the heichi de mechavi de hippuch, that if one has intent, opposite intent, because he was saying, loy bikoshi v'kriya, loy bikri kari Hashem, then it certainly isn't kedibur. Even if we will posit that there is an idea of ksiva kedibur, it doesn't happen automatically in Baal Korkotho. Even if you don't want it to be kedibur, if you don't want it to be kedibur, then certainly it's not kedibur, because otherwise we can't understand how all Sofrim can write the Shem Hashem. That is the sort of raya, that's the proof of Rabbi Kiva. The Avnei Nezer adds two final points to this point of Rabbi Kiva, which we will finish with. First of all, says the Avnei Nezer, every sofer doesn't have, we don't think that every normal sofer, when he's writing the Sefer Torah, we've never heard, this is part of the instruction guide to sofrim, when you write the Shem Hashem, make sure you have kavanah that your ksiva should not be kedibul. Nobody's ever heard of that one's required to have such a kavanah. So we're going to have to make a little twist on what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Maybe, says the Avnei Nezer. That it's not actually, be careful how we say it, it's not actually the way the Eger said it, that when one has intent that it should not be kedibul, then it's not kedibul. But on the contrary, we would have to say, if you want to answer this question, we would have to say that only if you positively have intent that it should be kedibul, then it is kedibul. But mutual intent, then it's not kedibul. We would actually only be kedibul if you have active intent. That is, if you want to go down this road. But says the Avnei Nezer himself that in fact, I don't see it as being such a great big kasha. Because, Balaamofi, let's ask another question. If somebody writes the Shem Shalayim on a paper, never mind this issue of the Shem Havaya pronouncing it with the person writes the Shem Shalayim on a paper. So you're going to tell me that Ksiva Kedibul, so isn't that an issue of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol? Like saying Shem Shemayim Levatol, he wrote on a paper, so Ksiva Kedibul, so it's like saying Shem Shemayim Levatol. Says that the data there's a misunderstanding, and he quotes from the Chasam Sofer, that the issue over here of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol is a type of bizoya. So bizoya with the Shem Shemayim, so ongoing, and just saying the Shem Shemayim like whenever you fancy, when it's not required. It's a bizarre of the Shem Shemayim. Says the Avnei Nezer, even with the halachic mechanism of Ksiva Kedibul, that might be a halachic mechanism which tells you that you have certain halachic toikef of certain things you do when you write, as though you said it. But the angle of bizarre Shem Shemayim is not there. The bizarre Shem Shemayim is when a person speaks it out of the pet, that certain over familiarity with the Shem Shemayim, whenever he fancies he just says it. That is not achieved by writing. Writing is not Shulchan Aruch doesn't have in it that same level of bizarre which there is when one says the Shem Shemayim Vatomim. Even if Siva is Kedibur, it does not bring about a Shem Shemayim Vatomim. Certainly, Abimezer, in the exact same way, the issue of Chayyeh Shem Vatomim, the issue of saying the Shem Havaya, the way it is written, does not apply to writing, even if we posit that Siva Kedibur. Well, the issue here of some type of over-familiarity with the Shem, and having bizarre which there is in saying it, who are you to pronounce the Shem Shemayim in this way, that's all only there through true Dibur, but not through a Londonshire type of Dibur, of Kesiva Kedibur, even if Kesiva is Kedibur, but one will not transgress Shem Shemayim of Atollah, or the issue of pronouncing the Shem Havaya when it is written, via the mechanism of Kesiva Kedibur. Because these in Yonah are an inyan of bizoyan and over familiarity, which is only there when one actually speaks. Okay, we'll stop here.